Stacey Lynn. Donald Trump returns to Washington today to kick off inauguration festivities as the official ceremony on Monday has been moved inside. CBS's Nancy Korda says the decision is because Mother Nature isn't cooperating.
It's going to be bitterly cold Monday, around 20 degrees, but with winds up to 30 miles per hour, which will make it feel even colder. From a safety perspective, it was obviously the best thing to do.
The preparations for the inauguration have been going on for a year now and have been extensive.
The building of an entirely new platform on the west front of the Capitol, all of the security, all the preps for the media, all the preps for tens of thousands of people to gather on the National Mall.
The inauguration address will now be delivered in the Capitol Rotunda, which Ronald Reagan did back in 1985 due to cold temps as well. In addition, the parade is getting moved to inside Capitol One Arena. Well, your days of mindlessly scrolling through TikTok videos is nearing an end. The popular social media app is a day away from being banned in the U.S. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
People will not be able to newly upload it and won't be able to update it. So it will just kind of wither away. We've also seen some reports that TikTok might just shut down.
President-elect Trump says he's looking at options to keep TikTok afloat in the U.S. Now to Tel Aviv and our Rami Innocencio with the latest on a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
Qatar's prime minister on X said the ceasefire will start Sunday at 8:30 a.m. here local time. Then later on Sunday, we've been told that Hamas will release three female Israeli hostages. Those will be the first of 33 in a phase one over 6 weeks.
While progress has been made containing the L.A. wildfires, there's a new crisis emerging. A housing shortage, CBS's Tom Hansen reports.
Paul and her 12-year-old Jade escaped their home where the single mom paid more than $1,000 below market value.
I make $3,700 a month, and the average two-bedroom is $2,500, $2,800.
As the smoke clears, the scale of loss is coming into focus. 12,000 homes gone. Even before the fires, Los Angeles needed to build 450,000 affordable housing units to meet demand. On average, a new apartment building takes 4 years. To build.
The price of Bitcoin topped $100,000 again early yesterday as the cryptocurrency industry reacts to President-elect Trump's vow to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. There's even an inauguration crypto ceremony tonight. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Giannis comes through again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks with another early lead that led to a win over the Raptors in five-serve form. The final, Milwaukee 130, Toronto 112. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 35 points, a dozen rebounds. Damian Lillard scored 26, but Doc Rivers praised him for his effort on defense.
Dame's intensity defensively has been terrific. It really has. You know, there was a stretch in the first quarter. I thought he was our best defender on the floor at times. Burke and Giannis's ability to attack the basket as far as blocking shots has been great. But Dame's mixing it up. He's attacking more. And that's one thing we've been on him about. The more he goes downhill, the more sets up the threes later, and he's doing that.
The Bucks with another home game tomorrow night against the 76ers. Tip off at 6 o'clock. College basketball, the Milwaukee Panthers with a 79-64 victory over Youngstown State. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team in L.A. against USC today in a Big Ten matchup. A recap coming up tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid-20s today. Wind chills down to zero. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 2. Wind chill to 10 degrees below. Mostly sunny and near 5 Sunday. Wind chill to 15 below. Currently it's 26.
Something.
She's the
she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Johnson with your Saturday morning soundtrack on WRJN. Hermits, yeah, we told you they're coming to town. You're going to have a chance to win tickets. I'm going to tell you about that, oh, just a little bit from now. Right now, Canada's Guess Who, These Eyes, on WRJN.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
much you missed me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the post side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. This boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the post side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without.
Side of town. the sign said long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Electrical Band at WRJN with Rick Johnson. Your Saturday morning soundtrack is what it's all about. Hey, plan to visit Memorial Hall on March 1st or 2nd as the Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's kind of cool. If you've never been there, this is cool. See trends in our home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. You can see live demonstrations, too. It happens Saturday, March 1st and Sunday, March 2nd from 10 to 4. Tickets at the door are just only $10. WRJN will be there, too. This is going to really be fun. We're going to be featuring some live broadcasts and saying hi. More info from the link at WRJN.com that leads to the Racine County Eye pages.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted.
Questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
I'm going where the water tastes like wine. know we've got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game I wanna play.
Installments of the WRJN Capsule Countdown up after this. The Young Rascals on WRJ and a little bit of good loving. It is 8:30. It is time for the first installment of the WRJ and Capsule Countdown. What we like to do, if you're kind of new to this, it's real simple. We pick a date at random, not necessarily today's date or whatever, but we pick a date at random and we highlight what some of the features were going on in the news around that time of the particular countdown. And also then we play the 10 songs and usually pick one of them to play out in its entirety. We do that at 8:30 and 9:30 every Saturday. So you hit it on the head. Thanks for coming along. In 1961, that's where this one comes from, December 10th of 1961. And that saw the monetary reform in the Soviet Union. Probably straighten out the ruble, I would imagine. President Dwight D. Eisenhower back in 1961 announces that the United States has said goodbye to consular relations with Cuba. Things were kind of on the rocks then, but we knew that. Following a four-day conference in Casablanca, five African chiefs of state, they announced plans for a NATO-type African organization to ensure the common defense. Some of the things that were going on in 1961. And this is what the music sounded like on your Top 40 radio in 1961.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling.
9.
If I were a tower of strength, I'd walk away.
7.
Heartache.
6.
If you found another guy who satisfies you more than I do, run to him.
5.
Come on, baby, let's do that.
4.
Number one song on this date.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above," and 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
WRJN Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid-20s today. Wind chills down to zero. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 2, wind chill to 10 degrees below. Mostly sunny and near 5 Sunday, wind chill to 15 below. Currently it's 26.
Oh,
where you are, no matter how far. Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Then I've been have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Philly soul. Speaking of 3 degrees, that's what it's going to be like tomorrow. But anyway, when will I see you again? Well, whenever we want to get together here. 8:51 with Rick Johnson, your Saturday morning soundtrack. So, did you, along with 50 million other people, did you wash your salt block yesterday? I stopped at the car wash, too. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was the day to do it, right? And everybody's out there. They had a long line. But we got through. And my car is actually gray. I didn't know that for the last week. It seemed to be an off-white color. But anyway, we got it all cleaned off. And if you didn't, well, maybe you don't want to do it tonight or tomorrow, because unless you got a warm place to park it, you might not get back into it for a couple of days. Hey, how about this? The New Year's brings a great lineup of downtown Racine events, from fun, icy winter to all the thrills of spring and summer. The lineup of events is on their website at RacineDowntown.com, or next time you're at our website, tell you what, you'll see it there. See a link, click on it, and you'll find all the information you want here at WRJN.com.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hey there,
lives.
It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Smile, it's out of place. If you look close.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Stacey Lynn in Washington, where we are